Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was already labeled domestic terrorism fueled by the hatred of Jews and cops. But we are learning more about what led up to the December 10th massacre in Jersey City that left three civilians and one detective dead.
WCBS's Peter Haskell was at an update with federal and state officials today. Peter, what do we know now about what David Anderson and Francine Graham had done before the Jersey City killings, and what else might they have had in mind?
Craig Carbonito, who is the U.S. attorney, says they've been planning this for months. It started back in 2018 when they bought five guns in Ohio. Then on December 1st, they went back to Ohio for target practice, and over a series of days, things really seemed to escalate. The Jersey City Market shooting was on the 10th, but based on Google searches, authorities believe these two had bigger plans in mind. There was a pipe bomb found in the back of their van that, according to the FBI, could have done damage from 500 yards away. There were also bomb-making materials in the van that could have led to another improvised device. Where they were targeted, they don't know exactly, but they do know on the phones they found a Google search of a Jewish community center in Bayonne.
Peter, it appears the kosher market attack was not their first.
Correct. So there had been suspicions that these two were involved in the murder of a Uber driver in Bayonne. Michael Rumberger was bludgeoned, then shot to death. Using ballistic evidence, these two killers were linked to Rumberger's death, and they are believed responsible. But there was another interesting thing. On December 3rd, there was an Hasidic driver, a Hasidic man, driving on Routes 1 and 9 in the Elizabeth, Newark area, and his back window was shot out. He did not initially report the crime. He did after the Jersey City shootings. And again, ballistic evidence linked that shooting back to the killers.
Peter, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.